Okay, Chevra, it's great to see that Mamish, everybody is coming to learn. It shows tremendous dedication. I want to cover with you today one of the more complicated questions in Hilchos Shabbos, which is the question of Hagasa, the question of stirring food on Shabbos. Now, to get into this question, we have to recognize that there are two separate sugyas in Shas, two separate gemaras. The gemara in Beitz on Daf Lamed Daled speaks about Echad Hevi Esha Eitzim, the Echad Hevi Esha Ur, the Echad Megis, so you're going to be Chayiv. So that gemara says that Hagasa, stirring a pot, is Chayiv. That's the Lashon HaGemara. That means that's Aser Min HaTorah. Now, that Gemara does not clarify whether we are talking about food that is fully cooked or not fully cooked. That's not really discussed in the Gemara. But the Gemara does clarify that the Isser applies when the food is on the fire. So, Hagasa is Usser when the food is on the fire, and it's clear in the Gemara that such an Isser is an Isser d'Oraisa. Of course, this leads many Rishonim to comment that the Isser Hagasa, which is Aser Min HaTorah, is only before you reach the level that the food is considered Mevushal Min HaTorah. Meaning, once the food is cooked, so I apply the rules that the Mishnah had in Kuf Mem Hei, the rules of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. So once the food is cooked, It's not a problem. Now, how? So it should depend on whether something after Machal Ben Drusai can be further cooked. In other words, according to the Rashba's Shita that's quoted in the Magen Mishnah, that once food is cooked Machal Ben Drusai, there is Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, so therefore stirring food that is on the fire and is already cooked Kemacho Ben Drusai is not going to be a problem in HaTorah. There might still be an Isser D'Rabbanon, but that's not what that Gemara in Beitz Daf Lamed Daled is discussing. However, according to the Rambam, who says that I only apply Ein Bishal Achar Bishal once the food is Mevushal Kol Tzarko, so therefore, when I have food that is on the fire and I stir that food, so I only am in violation. When the Gemara says that I'm chayiv, that's talking about before the food is mevushal kol tzarko. Once the food is mevushal kol tzarko, so then there is no iser of bishol achar bishol, and then hagasa l'cha'ora would be permitted, at least min ha-Torah, according to the Rambam. So let's go slowly. So the first sugya is the Gemara in Beitza, where the Gemara discusses that there's a potential chiyuv, but it's clear from the Gemara that that means when the food is on the fire. Look in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf 18b. Okay, Ben, you're with me. Mesecha Shabbos, Daf Yudches Amid Beis. It's mamish half a line in the Gemara. The Gemara is in the middle of a sugya of Shvisas Kalim, and the Gemara, it's around a third of the way down. The Gemara says, Tzemer liyore ligzar, we should make an iser when you have wool that is put into a yore, that's put into a pot. Right, we should make an iser of shami yechata begecholim. Zak the Gemara, no. Amar Shmua biyore akura. That the case is talking about that the pot is no longer on the fire. Aye, should there still be a concern of megis? Frek the Gemara v'nechosh shema megis ba. Zak the Gemara ba akura v'tocha. Right, the Gemara says akura v'tocha. Yosef, I'll give it to you in 15 minutes after I say share.
Can you just tell me where?
No. Can you guys hear me now? The Gemara says it's akura v'tocha. Akura v'tocha means that the pot is not only akura, it's not only not on the fire, but it is also tocha. Tocha means that it's covered up with some tit, with some material, and therefore there is no concern of magus because you can't possibly stir it. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. So what the Gemara is basically saying is, right, Shabbos Daf Yud Ches is talking about that there's an isser of magus when the food is, or when the item is akura, when the item is not on the fire. The Gemara does not use the isser chiyuv. The Gemara does not say it's an isser d'oraisa. The Gemara, if anything, sounds like it's an isser d'rabbanon when the food is not on the fire. The Gemara asks, Necho shema megis? And the answer is, when it's akura v'tocha, it's okay. Ad kan. Now, on Shabbos Daf Yud Ches, there are two commentaries on the page. Actually, there are three, but we'll only talk about two of them. There is Rashi and Tosis. So how does Rashi learn the concern of Magus? Look at the Rashi, Chefra. Ben, you see the Rashi? Do you want to ask Magus? You're on mute, so I can't hear what you're saying. Oh, okay. So, if you look at Rashi, do you want to ask Magus? Rashi writes, Mahapechba. Ubimivushal havi bishal. Right, Rashi writes that mahapechba megas means that you're going to turn it from the bottom to the top, and the item is already mivushal, and therefore it's an iser bishal. So it's clear in Rashi that the iser that I'm talking about is an iser bishal. Right, that's clear in Rashi. Look at Taisus diramaso dilma megasba. So Tosis writes, Vehevi Tsoveya. Tsoveya. Why is it Tsoveya? Tsoveya because the case is that I have dye that's in the pot. And when the dye is in the pot, so Memela, if I'll stir the pot, even though the pot's not on the fire, that will enhance the coloring of the wool. Right? When you stir dye, it gets darker and darker and darker. And because it's constantly getting darker, so memela, there is going to be an iser of tzoveya. By the way, that's a big chiddush in terms of the melach of tzoveya, no? Is it mutter to shine my shoes on Shabbos? My shoes were... Now again, if your shoes are ready, are so awful that they look white, and you shine it, so then it becomes black, that for sure it's tzoveya. But let's say I shine my black shoes, and I make my shoes shinier. So, Tosis is meduyak, that is an iser of tzoveya, no? Because what Tosis is saying is that when I'm magus, right, when I stir it, right, or we're choishish, that maybe I'll stir it, if I would stir it, it would be a malach of tzoveya, meaning I am darkening the color. Okay? So now, the pashtus is that Tosis disagrees with Rashi for a reason. And Tosis says that there is no iser bishul when you stir the food, when the food is not al ha'esh. And the reason why there's no iser bishul, l'cha ora, according to Tosis, could be because, and the Rush in Simen Yud Aleph of Perek Gimel explains like this, the Rush is saying that according to Tosis there's no iser bishul because ein bishul achar bishul, even though I'm talking about a pot with liquid, but Tosis holds that ein bishul achar bishul fundamentally by liquids. Rashi, however, explains the Rush. So even though it is still hot, perhaps it cooled down enough that it will now be mala resicha. So therefore, it is going to be an iser of bishul achar bishul. That's the way the Rush learns Rashi. Now, it's a little bit difficult, and the Rush acknowledges the difficulty. So the Rush says, well, maybe Rashi holds that the iser is tzoveya. But I read Rashi to you, and Rashi doesn't say tzoveya. The Rush also writes within Rashi, right, that the iser is an iser d'rabbanon. Right? The Rush quotes Rashi with a word that we don't have in Rashi. The way Rashi, the way we have it, says, Megas is mahapech ubimavushal heavy bishol. The Rush writes within Rashi, ubimavushal, it's bishol midirabonon. The Bach jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and the Bach says, midirabonon, shteit nisht in Rashi. Right? Rashi doesn't say that, but the Rush is saying that there is some iser bishol if you stir food, the Rush within Rashi, if I stir food that's not on the fire, there is an iser of bishol al koponim midrabonon. Okay, so let's just review what we have. So if I have two gemaras, Beitza daf lamed daled says that when I stir food and the food is on the fire, I'm chayiv. That's an iser d'oraisa. Shabbos daf yud ches is talking about stirring food when it's or stirring stuff when it's not on the fire. It's unclear from the Gemara. Is it an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbanon? That might be the whole discussion with the Bach versus the other Gersa in Rashi. It's also unclear what is the iser that I'm violating. Rashi sounds like it's an iser bishol. Tosis, however, says it's an iser tzoveya, although the Rush, midzayin lutvashe ivra, the Rush tries to say that even Rashi holds it's an iser tzoveya. Ad kan, the basics in the Gemara. Now, Maimonides, we call him the Rambam. The Rambam comes along, and the Rambam says, okay, I'm talking about stirring food. What about spooning food out of a pot? Is that the same as stirring? So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, state in Rambam, the Rambam writes, that's Osir Lahachnis Magrefa Likadera B'Shabes V'hi Al Ha'esh Lahotzi Mena Shabes Right, the Rambam says that to put a spoon into a pot when the pot is on the fire is going to be usur because it's megis, because you are stirring it. Right, when I put the spoon in, it's like I am stirring, and stirring is mitzarche habishol v'nimtza kimevashel b'shabbos. Meaning, according to the Rambam, there's an iser d'rabbanon to spoon food out when the food is on the fire. As I state in Rambam, comes along Rabbi Abraham ben David of Paskiers, right? We call him the Ravid, and the Ravid writes, Amar Avraham, Hifriz Amidosav. Hifriz Amidosav means he's exaggerating, he is being chutzpedik. Right, the Ravid doesn't mince words. The Ravid is being chutzpedik. Hifriz amidosav she'asa afila hotzi min hakedera b'magrefa, because the Rambam says you're not allowed to take food out of the pot, and the Ravid says no iser whatsoever. Now, within the Rambam, it is not clear why I am not allowed to spoon food out of the pot when it's on the fire. The Magid Mishnah understands the Rambam, that the Rambam is talking about food which is not fully cooked. And the Isser is, because if I spoon the food out, I might come to stir the pot, and stirring the pot would be an Isser Bishol. Stirring is an Isser Bishol, because when I stir food, I mix part A with part B. Maybe the food is cooked in this area, not in that area. When I stir it, I'm going to be cooking it. The Rambam says, don't spoon out, because you might come to stir. So, that would be the Pashtus. And the Magen Mishnah says that this Isser of spooning out is only when the food is not fully cooked. Now, yes, sir. Baruch Meir, you have a comment? No, it is Yad Soled Despo, but for the Rambam, I only apply the rule of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal and Mevushal Kol Tzarko. So I have food that is Maichu Ben Jerusai. I'm not allowed to stir that food out, says the Magen Mishnah, because maybe I will cook it all the way. That is Judaism according to the Magen Mishnah within the Rambam, and that would mean that the Ravid holds that spooning the food out is still mutter, because I'm not worried that you might stir it. Spooning out is not the same as stirring. Ad kan divrei ha Ravid. Now, again, this is Judaism according to the Magen Mishnah's take of the Rambam, that the Rambam only answers when the food is not yet fully cooked. Once the food is fully cooked, you're allowed to remove the food with a spoon. Whether you're allowed to stir it or not, I'm not sure, but in the worst case scenario, it's asur midrabbanan. Now, Rav Yatz Rimon, who, as we mentioned, is one of the heroes of the Jewish people, we love him, Rav Rimon has an insight in the Rambam, which I think is accurate. The Rambam's lashon is that I am not allowed to spoon out, because if I spoon out, I will stir. V'zeh mitzarchei habisholhu. Stirring food is tzarchei habishol. You can't cook unless you stir the food also, no? You know this like from Stregonona. You know this from all the witches. All the witches who cook, kayadua, they stir the pot, right? They are, what's the expression? The kochlefel? They're like stirring the pot, stirring the pot, stirring the pot. That is the iser. But the Rambam's lashon is mitzarchei habishol. The Rambam has such a lashon of tzarchei habishol elsewhere, no? Or tzarchei ha-whatever. The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchas Shabbos, in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, there's a Malacha Do'eraisa of Kibbutz. Ben, we learned this in the shiur months ago. There's a Malacha Do'eraisa of laundering on Shabbos. What about if I have a beged that is wet? Can I squeeze out the moisture from that beged? Says the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, Hasochet Es HaBeged Ad She Yotzi HaMayim HaReza Michabes VeHa V'Chayiv Shehaschita Mitzarchei HaKibos Hi Kimo SheHagasa Mitzarchei HaBishol. So I see two things in that Rambam. I see that the Rambam is saying that Hagasa is Osir Min HaTorah, and it's Osir Min HaTorah BePashtus, after it's already cooked. Just like schita, squeezing a garment, is asur min ha-tayrah, because it's the finishing touch of laundering. No, when my washing machine operates, on the good day when it works, so when my washing machine operates, first you have the soap, and it runs through the begodim, and then at the end you have the spin cycle, which is like schita. You squeeze the water out. Squeezing out the water is tzarchei hakibus. Hagos is tzarchei habishol. The pashtus is that for the Rambam, it's osir min ha-Torah. I also see this lashon in the Rambam in Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, halacha tes. There's a malach of tofer on Shabbos. And then the Rambam writes that tofer shtei tfiris is chayiv. But moseach chut shel tfira b'Shabbos. Let's say I'm not making the stitches. Let's say I'm just pulling the thread. Right? I already made the stitches, but I pull the thread to tighten it. Shteitn Rambam, Moseh Chut Shal Tfir B'Shabbos, Chayiv! Asur Min HaTorah! Because it's Tzarchei HaTefira. Meaning, the Rambam L'Cha'ora is saying that there's an Isser D'Oraisa to pull a string. There's an Isser D'Oraisa to squeeze a moist garment, and there's an Isser D'Oraisa to stir. Says Rav Rimon, in all these cases, what you're really doing is you are qualitatively improving the process. When I sewed, so if I did a few stitches, the items are already connected, but it's connected in a loose way. If I'm Moseach Chutsho Tfira, if I pull it, so I am qualitatively improving it. If I squeeze the moisture out of my beged, I am qualitatively improving it. And Ken Zayin, if I stir food, I am qualitatively improving it. If that's the case, that the Rambam is saying that I am qualitatively improving the bishul, that would mean that the Rambam holds that food that's on the fire, you cannot stir it, min ha-toira, because, right, min ha-toira, because that Lashon HaRambam, tzarchei, whatever, even though the food is fully cooked, you can't stir it min ha-toira, because qualitatively, you are making it iver farbeset un farputzt. You're making it enhanced and better because you are stirring it. That would mean that the Rambam, one second, Baruch Meir, the Rambam is agreeing with the famous shita of the Kolbo that the Beis Yosef quotes, that there is an iser d'oraisa to stir food that is fully cooked, providing it's on the fire. It's aser min haTorah. It can zayn. Again, the Magen Mishnah doesn't want the Rambam like this. Magen Mishnah learns that it's only aser when it's not fully cooked. But it could be that's also when it's fully cooked, because qualitatively I am enhancing the food. Yes, sir, Berger. How are you? Because this requires a lumdisha read of the Rambam. This requires reading between the lines. The Kolbo says it beferish. The Kolbo says it beferish. But again, Oib Mikar Lenin, the Alamdin, right? If you learn in the proper conceptual way, with attention to the language, you can read the Rambam the same as the Kolbo. Now, this is already really interesting. Yes, sir. I don't know. Oh, you're saying because of mitzdamik viralo, it's not shayich that you're improving the food qualitatively. I'll agree with that. And I don't know if, according to the Kolbo, the iser is by mitzdamik viralo either. Okay? What's the famous Kolbo? First of all, who was the Kolbo? The Kolbo, we don't know who wrote it, but the Sefer has language which is similar to the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is Reb Aaron HaKoyen of Lunel. He wrote commentaries on the Rif, because he was from Provence. All the Rishonim from Provence were obsessed with the Rif. Then he ran away in 1306, after the Jews were expelled from Provence. Right, Baruch Meir, there's something I learned from your grandfather, obviously, your other grandfather. When the Jews ran away from Provence in 1306, so he went to Spain. He wrote a sefer Archos Chaim. The Kolbo could be the same as the Archos Chaim, but it's an earlier edition of the Archos Chaim. Although, if that's the case, so then we have an interesting history of halacha issue. If I find something in the Kolbo that doesn't make it to the Archos Chaim, does that mean that he changed his mind? Does it mean that he changed his mind if I have something in the Kolbo that does not make it to the Archos Chaim? It's entirely possible that he changed his mind, and then maybe we don't hold of it. But okay, so listen, at some point you're going to learn constitutional law, and the question of original intent, and what the framers had in mind, and what Alexander Hamilton writes in the Federalist Papers, the question is that relevant la halacha, right? Does it matter what the original intent is? If the original author changed his mind, I think there is decent reason to assume that the halacha maybe doesn't apply. But b'kitzur ha-ma'aseh, when I have a kolbo, the kolbo says the food that is on the fire. The kolbo is not talking about stirring, by the way. The kolbo says you can't add water to food that's on the fire. Well, he writes he can't add water to it because it's like stirring. And the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Shin Yud Ches Seif Yud Ches Ha'ilfas V'Hakedera She'Avira Merutachin Me'Al Gabei Ha'Ar. Right, meaning, if I have a kli rishon that's not on the fire, if it's not fully cooked, you can't take out with a spoon, because if you take out with a spoon, it's going to be magus, and there will be bishul. But if it's fully cooked, you're allowed to take it out with a spoon. So the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mechaber does, he is just using the Rambam. And he quotes that according to the Rambam, you are not allowed to take stuff out of the pot with a spoon if it is not fully cooked. Meaning, the Mechaber is paskening like the Magid Mishnah's version of the Rambam. If it is fully cooked, I'm allowed to take it out, providing it's not on the fire. The Kolbo, who says that you are not allowed to stir a pot that's fully cooked on the fire, does not make it to the Beis Yosef. Does not make it to the Shulchan Aruch. It makes it to the Beis Yosef, but does not make it to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rambam. Now, it's not clear from Shulchan Aruch, though, if I am allowed to remove food from a pot with a spoon, not stir it, to remove food from a pot with a spoon when it's on the fire. Remember, Shulchan Aruch says that if I take the pot off the fire, so if it's not fully cooked, I should not remove it. But if it is fully cooked, I'm allowed to. Am I allowed to remove food from the fire that is on the fire, to use a spoon to remove it from the fire when it is fully cooked? That's not clear. Mishnah Berurah Se'if Katan Kuf Yud Gimel quotes a machlokes on this point. He quotes, if it's fully cooked and it's on the fire, you're allowed to remove it. That's what the Beis Yosef says. But the Oyer Rabba says that you should be machmir. And the Oyer Rabba says that you should be machmir is a chumrah based on the Kolbo. Since the Kolbo says that to stir food that is fully cooked is usher on the fire, and we know to remove food with a spoon is a concern that you might stir it, so therefore the Oyer Rabba says don't remove food with a spoon when it's on the fire, a gezerah unto the Kolbo. The Beis Yosef doesn't learn like this, because the Beis Yosef says, Kolbo Shmobo, I don't care about the Kolbo, I reject the Kolbo. But the Oyer Rabba is trying to resurrect the Kolbo, and therefore the Oyer Rabba says that even according to the Mechaber, there is room to be machmir, not to spoon, not to ladle food out from a pot that is still on the fire, even though it is fully cooked. The Mishnah Berurah is inclined to be machmir on this. Among Sfaradi poskim, however, there are many who are mekel on this entirely. Maran Chacham Ovadia Yosef, right, like we spoke about many times, if you want a kula, you open up Chacham Ovadia. Chacham Ovadia says, come on, Beis Yosef is mekel, you should be mekel. What are you talking about? Other Sfaradi poskim say, you know what, you can only be mekel the Menucha Ahava. Says you can only be mekel if the food is on the fire, but it's covered in the blech. That's Sfaradi psak. Ashkenazi psak is different, no? Now, let me just, before I get to Ashkenazi psak, let me just read the Mechaber, that the Mechaber is that Semer Le'yore, Afo Pisha Kalata Ayin, Asur Lahagispo, that you're never allowed to stir dye. Like we noted, stirring dye is mamish a problem because it deepens the color, and that's going to be an isser of soveya, like we discussed. Okay, gevaldik. Rama writes that lechatchila yesh yizar apikadera b'cholingin. The Rama writes that not only should I not ladle food out from fully cooked pot when it's on the fire, but even if I have a fully cooked pot of food that's not on the fire, I should not ladle out. Now, this makes it impossible to eat on Shabbos. No? You can't get food out of your pot by ladling it out, even when it's not on the fire, even when it's fully cooked. What the heck? So, what the Ramah, who's called the Maharival, holds, that the only thing you could do is you take the pot and you and you dump it into another pot. You take the pot and you dump it into another pot. That's the only thing that you could do. You can't ladle it out. The Mishnah Brura writes over here in Se'if Katan Kuf Yud Zayin, right? Ayin Bacharonim, that we don't have this practice, that Lamaisa, when the food is fully cooked, even Hagasa is Mutame Ikar Adin, it's a Chumra not to do Hagasa. If you want to be Machmer in Hagasa itself, but to take it out with a spoon is for sure Heter Gamur. That's the basic issue. So again, what emerges from this halacha is that food that is on the fire, you should not ladle out. You should definitely not stir it. Stirring it is a problem. Potentially, it's an Isser D'oraisa, the way Rav Rimon wanted to learn the Rambam. According to the Kobo, it's going to be Usser, at least Midrabbanan, to do Hagasa, etc. When the food is on the fire, for sure, it's a problem. Food that's not on the fire, so Hagasa, we're also Machmiran. But to ladle out, the Pashtus is Mekel when the food is not on the fire, against the Rambam. Now, to ladle the food out, what about if I have chalent? And my chalent is in the crock pot. There are different types of crock pots. There's a crock pot that's a flatbed, where you could just put it back on if you have a blech underneath. So if you pick it up, you can put it back as long as it's a blech. That's fine. But there is a type of crock pot that has walls on it. According to many poskim, you're never allowed to put it back in when it has walls. You can't put it back in because that's called hachazara latocho, and hachazara latocho, we assume, is usser. You can only do hachazara agabov, not hachazara latocho. So, here's the thing. The question is, if I have food in a crock pot, if the food is not fully cooked, of course I can't stir it out. If the food is fully cooked, am I allowed to stir it out? That's going to be a problem according to the Mechaber, based on the Rambam. It's going to be a problem according to the Rambam. Can you stir food out when it is fully cooked? So Chayrut should be Aser. The Chazon Ish writes, however, that since Me'ikar Hadin, we really don't hold that stirring stuff out is a problem. So therefore, I'm only Machmir on it. This Chazon Ish is quoted by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Nishmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Chelek Perek Aleph Din Lamed Chesen Lamed Hes, the Shmir Shabbos 3.0. There are three editions of Shmir Shabbos. There's 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. Shmir Shabbos 3.0, Perek Aleph Din Lamed Ches. If it's impossible to get the food, to put the pot back, so then you're allowed to ladle it out. Similarly, if it's not impossible to get the food back, but it's a very heavy pot, so then, what's his name says it's going to be Rav Zober. Rav Zober just passed away from Bnei Brak last year. So Rav Zober says you're allowed to ladle it out when it's fully cooked on the fire. Yes, sir. Right. Again, it's the same idea, because you can't put stuff back. The Isser of Hachazara applies always when it's Hachazara Latocho. So I could take it out when it's still in the oven. That would be like this Chazon Ish, since the din of ladling out is only a Chumrah. So therefore, the Chumrah only applies if I could take it off and then put it back. If I can't put it back, it's going to be okay. Now, I should note also that ladling it out is Usser because you might stir it. That makes sense if I ladle with a spoon. Am I allowed to use a fork to take, like, a potato out from the chalent? So some poskim are makel, because with a fork you're never going to stir. Reb Avram Chaim Noah in the Ktzos HaShulchan in Kuf Chof Dalet Os Zayin, he says that you should be machmir on even the fork. However, let's say I have a bunch of pieces of schnitzel on a plate, and it is in a kli rishon, it's mamish on top of the fire, so I have to take it off with a fork for sure he's going to be mutter, because there's no concern that I might be magus, because each piece of schnitzel is separate. I won't be magus at all. That's what should emerge according to this halacha. Now, the Avni, I remember as a kid, I went to Camp Monk. These were not good summers in my life. I hated Camp Monk. Some of my bunkmates from Camp Monk are actually very good people. My father's next-door neighbor now was a bunkmate of mine in Camp Monk. You like Menachem, he's a nice guy. Whatever, but as a kid, I did not like Camp Monk. But that story has absolutely nothing to do with anything. The point is that in Camp Monk, in order to make tea on Shabbos, they had a gigantic pot of hot water, and there was a ladle, and people would put the ladle in, take the hot water out, and put it in a cup. They couldn't use an urn because there was too many people in the camp. You needed a lot of hot water. Are you allowed to take water out from the pot with a ladle? The isser of ladling applies if it's on the fire. This pot was mamish on the fire, right? So was it mutter? So the Avnei Nezer in Simen Nun Tes quotes a tshuva Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna. Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna was an early Zionist. He wrote some of the beautiful Svarim. Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna writes that he thinks the isser of Hagasa only applies when you have food that can get mixed up together. The din of Hagasa is because when I stir a pot, I'm going to mix stuff from point A to point B. Maybe point A is not cooked, point B is cooked. Ladling out is a gezeira atu Hagasa. If that's the case, by water that is uniform, right? It's clearly, it's the same water in this part of the pot and that part of the pot. So there's no isser to stir it out. That's what we used to do in Camp Monk. That's what we did, based on Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna, that's quoted in the Avnei Nezer. The Rabbi Avram Chaim Noe, in the Ktzos HaShulchan, however, in Kufchav Dalet Os Yud, Rabbi Avram Chaim Noe says, whoa, what are you talking about? He says, you know what, stirring out, the Rambam says, is usser when it's on the fire. Because it's a gezer of Hagasa. I don't understand, says Rabbi Chaim Noe, why Hagasa is usser. But you know what? It's usser. And therefore, I'm not going to come up with a kula on water. Right? I don't understand the din, but the din bleibt the din. That's what he says. I think all the Svarim quote, the Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna. They don't quote the Ktzos HaShulchan. They don't quote Rabbi Avram Chaim Noeh. There is another discussion over here that relates to our conversation. You see, our conversation is when I have food that's already mevushal kol tzarko. If the food is not mevushal kol tzarko, so everybody holds that it's usher to stir, min hatayra. It's usher to take it out because that's ki'ilu you're stirring. And also when I take some food out of a pot, which is on the fire and it's not mevushal kol tzarko, I am speeding up the cooking process. You see, cooking takes time. And I have X amount, I need some physicist over here, but there's X amount of energy that goes into the pot. But if I have more food in the pot, the food will get cooked slower. If I have less food in the pot, the food will get cooked quicker. So to take food out of a pot when the food is not mevushal kol tzarkoi, that's going to be an isser. That's called kiruv bishul. That's called speeding up the cooking process. That's going to be an isser. It's an isser min haTorah. It's meduyak in Maseches Shavuos Daf Yud Ches in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses that kruve avoda is avoda. If I take a piece of, if I'm a mahapich betzina, I have a piece of b'sar kodshim on the mizbeach, and I turn it over, and I'm a zar, right? So I violate the isser of kruve avoda. Right? Now, Azar is not allowed to do avoda, so Kruve, the Ritva writes over there in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches, that you see from there that Kruve Bishol is considered Bishol. Speeding up the cooking process is a problem, so if the food is not fully cooked, you're not allowed to take food out of the pot, because you're speeding up the cooking process. If I have an urn, and the water is not fully cooked, so if I take some water out of the urn, I am speeding up the cooking process because since there's going to be less water that remains in the urn, whatever water remains in the urn will get cooked quicker. That's the pashtus. It should really be usur, perhaps usur min ha-taira, to take water out of an urn when it was not fully cooked. However, the Minchas Yitzchak has a kula. The Minchas Yitzchak says that since taking water out of the urn is only a grumma, maybe I could be meko on grumma in the case where it is keruvei bishul. That's what the Minchas Yitzchak wants to say. It's very hard to understand this. The pashtus is taking food out of the pot when it's not fully cooked, so there's less food in the pot, would be kruve bishul be osur min ha-Torah. Taking water that's not fully cooked, and fully cooked might mean mala resicha, like we spoke about, might mean boiled, so that would be an isur d'oraisa to take the water out, and the pashtus is this would not be grumma, especially according to Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of grumma, that anything that you know for sure will happen is not considered a grumma, so the pashtus is it should be usur. This, of course, leads to one of the big issues with chulent. If I want to remember, removing food from a pot that's not fully cooked is going to be an isur d'oraisa of bishul, even if the food is not al gabei ha'esh. There's still an isur bishul, we assume, min ha-taira, with a kli rishon shelo al gabei ha'esh. So, chulent, can I have Friday night chulent? The minig of yeshiva guys throughout the planet is you have Friday night chulent. No, Ben, is there such a minig to have Friday night chulent? 100%, no? It's a shiloh, some of the achrenim discuss. Maybe you're not Jewish if you refuse to eat Friday night chulent. Right? Friday night chulent is mamish, like one of the most important things in yeshiva bachar halacha. Shouldn't there be an isser of having Friday night chulent, though? Because the chulent has bones in it. The bones take a very long time to cook. If I remove some of the chulent from the pot, so now I have less food in the pot, even though I pick my pot up, so it's a kli rishon shelo al gabei ha'esh, and then I spoon it out, but now there's going to be less food in the pot. Those bones I put back down are going to be cooked in a faster way. The bones would have not been cooked until 11:30 tomorrow. Now that there are fewer bones, they're going to be cooked at 11 o'clock. That's kruvei bishul. That should be usur min ha-Torah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It's usur min ha-Torah to scoop chulent out on Friday night because of the bones. Mr. Berger. No. So the word is everything else is already mevushal kol tzarko by the time I have my Friday night chulent. The potato, the meat, it's already fully cooked. So even mitzdamik v'yafalo, most Rishonim assume there's no iser of bishol, right, on mitzdamik v'yafalo, so it's not going to be a problem. Right? But the food that's not fully cooked, there isn't iser d'oraisa to take food that's machu ben drusoy and make it mevushal kol tzarko, at least according to the Rambam. You're right, for the Rashba, it's fine. But according to the Rambam, it should be usur min ha-taira to remove chulent from the pot, shelo al gabei ha'esh, because it's kruvei bishul on the bones. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, taina's bones is a problem. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, bones are not food. The fact that old European Jews, I remember my grandma, Allah Shalom, used to sit there and bite on the bones, no? The fact that bones are not food, the fact that bones are eaten by some people doesn't mean that it becomes food. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a bone is fundamentally a non-food item. Bishul by a non-food item is only when I go from state A to state B. It's only when I go from solid to liquid, or liquid to solid. If I'm not going from solid to liquid, so that's not called bishul. So therefore, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's not going to be a problem. Now, there's another discussion. Again, the Kolbo says, when I have food that's on the fire, so to stir it is a real problem. The Rambam says food that's on the fire, you can't even ladle it out. Am I allowed to cover a pot that's on the fire? In the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, he points out that in Meseches Chulin Daf Kufches, the Gemara speaks about Tipas Cholov Shenofal B'Kedera. Let's say you have a drop of milk that falls in the fleshig pot. So, I'm in a difficult situation because that piece of meat where the milk landed on could become treif, and it could treif up the rest of the pot. If the drop of milk is spread out among the pot, it will become batel b'shishim. So the Gemara speaks about that if a minah eres hakedera yafa yafa, if the second the milk falls in, I stir the pot, so I cause the milk to diffuse, it's mutter. The Gemara says, ni'er oikisa. If I don't stir it, but if I cover the pot, that also causes the milk to diffuse. So comes along the Shvisas HaShabbos, and he says, you see that covering a pot, kisa, covering a pot is the equivalent of hagasa. And therefore, you're not allowed to cover a pot that is on the fire. And even if the pot is not on the fire, according to the Ramah, who's machmir, and according to those who are machmir, hagasa, that shelo agabe ha'esh, it's going to be a problem to be mechasa the kedera, right, entirely, even if the food is fully cooked. Now, in the Kitzos HaShulchan, Rav Avram Chaim Noeh, he says, no, this is not correct. He says that the people who interpret the din of Kisa this way, they cannot learn it. They don't understand learning. Because he writes, read Rashi there in Chulin Kufches. Rashi writes that the case of Kisa means that the water, the Mayim, Shalamata's Oila Umala Avobuos. According to Rashi, the case is that the pot is mamish boiling. And when I cover the pot, the bubbles from the pot go up and hits the top. And that's what causes the diffusion of the cholov to the entire pot. It's because it's male avabuos. If that's the case, so he tainos that unless the pot is mamish boiling to that extent, there's going to be no iser of covering a pot at all. Right? The only time I say that the kisa is the equivalent of hagasa, the only time I say that covering a pot is equivalent of stirring the pot is only when it is mala avabuos. So again, these are some of the discussions that we have. No one paskins like the Ramah that there's an iser of ladling it out when it's shelo agabe ha'esh. That ladling out is permitted. To stir a pot shelo agabe ha'esh, we're worried about kisa. We're worried about hagasa, which according to the Kobo is going to be also even shelo agabe ha'esh. Are you allowed to cover a pot shelo agabe ha'esh? So the chumra of the Shvisas HaShabbos is not accepted lahalacha. Okay, Chevra. So everyone should... Yes, you have a question, sir. No, it's not Hachzar L'Tocho. He's saying, if you have a crock pot. Yeah, so that's what Rabbi Wallach holds, that Hachzar L'Tocho is going to be Osir, but right, Rabbi Wallach holds like this Chazanish, that you could scoop it out. Once it's fully cooked, you could scoop it out without removing the pot first. Scoop it out directly from the pot. Once it's Mevushal Kol Tzarkoi, it's not going to be a problem to scoop out, to ladle out, yeah. Yeah, so Minhag Yisrael is against Rabbi Willig. Maybe when we talk about Hachazara, we'll have to talk about why Rabbi Willig says Hachazara L'Tocho is a problem. Okay, I unfortunately have a meeting in like 5 minutes. I'm going to have to sign out now. Abba, I'll speak to you later. Okay, I love you guys. Kotov, bye-bye.